adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. My headphones sound like hell, Drew. And yours getting
they
any of
sound
that?
A little funny. Oh, I think I have your headphones on. That's why.
Was it maybe that?
Yeah, what's
you right? Sure?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure?
No.
Oh, you better
these
be.
These don't seem like mine.
You... All right. But remember when I said 9 years ago, if you kiss me, you better be sure?
Yeah, yeah.
And you lied?
I know.
I want you to be that. I want you to be more sure than that.
Okay.
All right, you running a switch?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Here we go.
All right.
All right. All right, now you're yeah. sitting on mine. Okay.
All right. Yeah, see, I didn't have the curly cues on.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm better.
There we go. Yeah.
Eddie K. Thomas is here tonight from the American Wedding, which is coming out. You turning me down or turning you down?
I'm just trying to fix this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it doesn't work, does it? Yeah, that's all right. Anderson is on vacation along with Tara Don't Call Me Tara being on vacation, which I look at as a vacation for us as well. She's that good an employee. So we'll be counting.
Oh, vacation for Brian, too.
Yeah, vacation for Brian. Eddie is, of course, Finch from the American Pie series. And now the trilogy has come to the end, right?
Yeah, we've reached franchise stature. And... apparently, this is the last one.
Is it? Well, see, I got a bunch of questions. The first one was a bit of a surprise hit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm guessing when they made the first one, they weren't necessarily planning on making the second one, or were they?
No. It was a time in Hollywood with all the teen movies. The Scream thing started.
Right.
Everybody going crazy with the teen movies. So. We didn't know if it was just going to be another one of those. And then it made a whole bunch of cash.
Yeah.
And they did it again. And it made a whole bunch more cash. And now they did it again.
But you know what I like now is now they're making the third one and they're presenting it as this is the third in the trilogy. You've been waiting for this since the first one and now we're finished.
Right.
Which is smart. It's not like, hey, we're cashing in on right. yet another...
Right.
Episode.
Well, everything
this
ends
is the last one.
With a wedding. The wedding seems to be an appropriate.
Right.
The end of our lives is the beginning of the
you
marriage.
You don't ever have to use a pie again. Oh, no, wait a minute.
I as a big pie fan, took a great umbrage or a great offense to him having sex with a pie. But
it exposed a lot of people.
I did enjoy. Actually, I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one. But I'll be goddamn if you can. Keep me away from the third one because I'm going, and it's opening August 1st, by the way.
Yeah,
but what the hell was I going to say? Did you have to sign some sequel paper on the first one or on the second one?
Yeah, you know when we first did it, to tell you the truth, there was a three movie idea in the contract at first.
Had nothing to do with the three that were ultimately made.
Right.
But they're threads.
It was just a random idea. And, but it was like a total, like, I saw three movies and I was like, oh, that's great. I got a job and maybe two more, but no one really mentioned it. Even with that in the it's weird because you sign a contract in Hollywood, but then even beyond that, you can get out of it if you really want to.
I know. Every agent or manager or anybody I've ever had has done nothing but talk about contracts.
Right.
And then... when I say, yeah, but what if they go, well, listen, if push comes to shove, you don't show up.
Exactly.
And I go, well, but they have a contract. That doesn't mean anything. It's like, yeah, I just spent 11 grand on attorneys. What do you mean doesn't mean anything? That's all we've been talking about for the last 6 months. That's all we've been arguing about, hammering out. What's this part where I just don't show up?
TV
well, they can't
actors.
Make you work. They can't make – it's like, all right, I understand that. But, you went from Perry Mason – to Otis, the drunk, in 5 seconds. Which is it?
Yeah.
So you sign them, but you don't have to.
It's TV actors don't show up to work when they don't like their paycheck, from what I understand. I've never experienced that firsthand, but they said Rob Lowe wouldn't go. And there's no other job where you can say, I don't feel like going. I want more money. So
and people are harmed by you not showing up.
Well, and the thing. Here's
no
the,
way.
Here's the thing I don't understand either. Not that I should ever I don't want to get my brethren over at After or SAG upset at me. God forbid those pussies get pissed. But if here's the deal. If you sign a three-year contract to be on a sitcom and you're some unknown God knows who from God knows where and the thing blows up, you can't walk in the second year and say you want triple the pay. No, that's the deal. That's part of how they make their money. They right. signed you to 3 years. You go through the 3 years,
then.
And then let the raping commence after the third year when right. it's time to renegotiate. It's weird when people have a 3 year contract and a year and a half into it go, no. My client he was 20-3 last year on the mound. We got to renegotiate. Yeah, I don't understand how that works either.
Yeah. But for this movie, a few of us were obligated. Some people that were obligated, I don't think, showed up. People that weren't obligated did show up. I mean, it's not the whole cast back. But they got a great cast back.
Well, who are you missing, by the way? Because I've been watching the commercials and stuff. I've
yeah, seen it looks like pure American there. Pie. Yeah, it's where sans Chris Klein.
Oh, right. Chris Klein, right.
Tara Reid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot to still yeah, wearing yeah. it.
She was
well, you know, because in a way, Chris Klein and Tara Reid weren't Chris Klein and Tara Reid when the first ones were made. Although you may have seen them, they weren't, what you call that, big celebrities back
right,
then.
Right.
So it didn't go down in my mind as them being in it. Yeah, well, screw them.
Yeah, yeah.
A pox I put on them.
Now we saw we didn't need them, and we got... Yeah, you know, everybody came back. It was the same writer, same producers, and it's actually pretty good. It's you know, three movies are tough. You know, it's a rarity that you'll hit it three times. But I was pretty stoked when I saw it, and we shall see what America thinks.
Well, I guess they watched the first two, and like I said, if you couch it as, hey, this is the third. You got to watch this in order to complete the box set.
Then you got to watch.
You don't know anything unless you've seen the third one.
That's right. The first two make complete sense. It all comes into focus.
Yes.
All right. Also, a couple new films coming out later in the year, too. I guess it's later in this year. We'll talk about that
at some point
later
time.
In this evening. Stephanie?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. I had a question about... sex. My boyfriend and I are virgins, and we're planning on staying like that till we get married. But I think that I'm too small for his penis. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't know until I get married, right?
You don't know, but you do know you, and you do know him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Well, she sized herself up.
She's seen him.
Yeah.
She's probably felt him.
So, I mean, what can I do about this now?
Oh, you want to do it like tonight or
no?
Oh, I see.
What?
Right. No, you want to do it before the wedding night.
Well, yeah. I want to know if it's possible.
Can't you test it out without actually having sex?
Have I what?
Does that lose your virginity if you test out your?
That would be.
All right. Wait a minute. I think I can beat God on a technicality here.
That's all
religious people do is pick a religion and then figure out ways to outsmart it their whole life. Very interesting. But I say you get a you make a sand casting of his penis, then you pour a representation of his
wax.
Penis. Uh-huh. It'll be exactly the same size. There's something a little stiffer and it won't break down.
You remember sand candles?
Under heat. Yeah, get that size and then try that on you. Or what if you got seriously? What if you got a vibrator that was about his circumference?
There you go.
You could see if it worked on you.
That's what she's saying, that she's not a virgin anymore if she does that, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, okay, is it possible, though, that I'm too small?
Yeah, there's such a thing, but usually it's a tiny person.
I mean, not really a tiny person.
What makes you think you're too small?
I don't know, you know, like fingering and stuff. Like, yeah,
ultimately a baby's head comes down that canal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the same direction.
That's different.
Coming out.
Dilation and all that. In
quick
there.
Clarification.
Rather, it's the opposite direction.
Coming in.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Penis eventually comes out too.
Well, when it's that size, I don't know. I think it may just keep feeding it.
But it's different. But it's not. That's a part of your body that's created. The problem is that sometimes after very quickly things get very irritated or uncomfortable. It's not that it can't go in, but you don't
like with the fingering thing, like.
Yeah,
but that's because
for a while, and then it
You've put your hand around his honker, though, yes? It's big, feels big?
Well, yeah.
All right.
I don't think this is going to be a problem. Have you had a pelvic, have you had a pelvic exam?
Sorry?
Have you had a pelvic exam?
No.
All right, you need to do that. You're 20. You need to have a pelvic exam. Everyone by 18 needs to have a pelvic exam.
And let
the doctor tell you whether or not you have some sort of anatomic problem where you wouldn't be able to accommodate this. But the probability is you'll be fine.
All right. And you're getting married when?
No, we're not engaged.
Oh, okay.
We're just planning on it.
All right. But you're not going to have sex until you get married?
Yeah.
All right. So you got some time to think about this, right? Maybe a year or two, right?
Add another. What do you guys think about that? Two virgins getting married? Is that
good? God bless you.
Good times.
Good. Well, yeah. Some people say it's bad.
You know, I think it curses you. Then one kid's either going to be gay or one's going to be a prostitute or going to porn.
Why?
It's just sort of cruel irony, you know. No. Parents are virgins, got the three gay sons, and the one daughter's doing the porn. I'm just saying that's how
life
works.
Is. Yeah.
Lord works in mysterious ways. All right, Drew, let's swap headphone jacks.
Yeah.
What do you say?
This is going to drive you crazy.
And I'm going to pull yours out of there, right? Sure. There it is. You plug mine in here. You know,
this is way better.
Yeah.
You guys have different preferences about the way you like the sound to come in?
Yes. It's
very specific?
Well, mine's in German.
Ah.
This is like an embassy for me.
I got you. You want to keep in connection with everybody?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a little delayed while I translate. I speak in English, but I only understand German. It's crazy.
I get the whole show now.
No one in my family's German. I don't even know where this comes from. They stopped looking a long time ago. They thought possibly a tumor.
Now I get it.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
You do get used to your own headphones and your own sound and stuff, right? Yes.
It took you guys about 5 seconds to be like, oh, this isn't right. Yeah. Got to change it.
Well, we have engineer Ken stepping in tonight for Anderson. So
the new guy.
You know, anything that's a coin toss is going to land on the wrong side. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for a while and everything, and we decided that it was fine having sex, and we kind of discussed in the beginning that our relationship, that the sex part of our relationship was separate from the rest of that. I mean, it ties in together. But
hold on a second. Yeah. What kind of load of crap was this guy feeding you? What are you talking about?
Actually, I said that because I don't want it being, oh, well, if you're having sex with me, that means it's a big commitment because I've had a bunch of guys. Like,
all right. What happened? Where's your dad? Where is he? Florida?
No.
Where? Yeah. Prison? A prison in Florida? Yeah.
I had some problems with that, but nothing.
No kidding.
Did he sexually abuse you or something?
No, he used to physically abuse me.
Physically abuse you.
Well, there you go. All right.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Where is?
Yeah, and so
hold on. We're not interested in your version of reality. Where's physically abusive dad now?
Oh, I'm not with him.
We got that.
I'd left when I was like 14, so I decided that I wasn't gonna be there anymore. So I just ended up leaving, and I went and stayed at other places and ended up in San Antonio and places like that. But
are you an emancipated minor?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, you're not. Well, you just ran away from home.
Well, I'm not like living with my friends or anything. I now have consent from both my parents to live with a relative. So
okay,
all right. How do they do that? Does that come in a form?
No, it's just social, you know, service. Like how some parents decide, oh, well, you're going to go live with your grandma, so. Pretty much the same way. Instead of my parents shoving me off, I kind of shoved them off.
All right, but so you were
now
abused.
You're shoving off the guys.
You were badly abused, and now you've sort of walled off.
Hey, Sarah. Grabbing on too fast.
Yeah, but now you've walled off from real relationships, and so you fluctuate between being overly involved and overly shut down, and so sex is something completely disconnected from your emotional experience, which is not good. You're going to end up doing things. In fact, usually people like that become sexually compulsive. You like to have sex, you know, repeatedly to the point that it sort of becomes problematic.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that you?
Yeah, I'm getting there, and I don't want to, so.
Well, there you go.
All right, so anyway, whatever. So, I know we're not answering your question, but that's all right with us.
Yeah.
What is your question?
I was just wanting to know what it is that I need to do because, like, you know, it's going on farther, and my sexual drive's just getting a little bit faster each day, and I don't it's just not slowing down, and so I want to do something about this because I don't want it.
You're sexually compulsive.
it's getting there, and I don't,
And you're sort of never satisfied. It's always more.
Well, actually, I get really satisfied. Just then it's like, oh, well, that was good. And then I completely, you know, we don't look on the fact of, oh, we just had sex, so now we're going to sit here and think about the fact that we just had sex for half an hour. It's more like, okay, let's go do something else. And then we get our mind off of it, and my mind gets back on.
Wow. You see what happens when I let the callers talk?
Yes, it's bad.
We go down some dark, twisting path into by Grandma's house, yeah. So deep in the woods we can never get out again. Yeah.
So glad you stopped it.
Yes. I know your head was going to explode.
All right, so Sarah's sexually compulsive, maybe sexually addictive, and she wants to know what she can do about it. We identified where the problem was from. She's got to go deal with those things.
Okay, let's just say this, that the real work is never a good time, whether it's more fun to sort of speculate and make proclamations than it is to get down to the real work.
Right. She's busy up in her head figuring it out.
Yeah, she's all up in her head. Yeah. Her dad was physically abusive. Both her parents were a-holes. She was abused. She was abandoned. Awful. She ran away. And in a female, this translates into a mess in relationships from age right now to possibly into your
50s.
I was going to say late 30s. I was going to be optimistic. You have a nice 20 years of horrible relationships. If you stay up in your head and try to sort every one of them out, it's always going to be the guy's fault. There's going to be horrible. There's going to be addictions and pregnancies, the whole thing. You need to stop. You need to get some counseling for the abuse you've had and stop having sex.
Right.
You'll never be filled up by that.
But
believe
me,
your vagina is a bottomless pit that goes... Your asshole is China. Your vagina is Iowa. And it can never be filled. It just keeps going. It just keeps going.
From Iowa to China.
What happened to those dig a hole, go to China jokes? What, is this not funny anymore?
People,
I say it's funny.
People get around the globe too much, too easily. What the hell was I going to say about this one?
Are we in China if we dig a hole? Straight down?
Young kids know about magma and all that stuff.
I missed the dig a hole that I missed the thing where the guy is digging a hole and the Chinaman pops his head up with the hat on, you know?
I feel like little kids probably still do it. It seems like
you think so?
Their cartoons have become much more sophisticated than the ones we were exposed to. But Sarah, listen, don't just stop having sex, because part of this cycle of sexual compulsion is alternating cycles of escalated activity met with periods of extreme deprivation. And the deprivation, just like with an eating disorder, becomes sort of part of the gratification you're looking for.
And take a cold shower. That's more comedy you don't hear about anymore, guys. Subjecting themselves to a cold shower. Got turned down on the date.
Because that's reality. It still works.
Yeah, but no one takes them.
I'm a fan of cold showers, for sure.
You take a cold shower?
As a stress reliever, for sure.
Really?
For sure.
Try dig to China?
I haven't tried that yet.
How about that gleeking thing where you go, with your tongue and that weird little gland squirts the stuff out?
That was a North Hollywood thing.
No, that wasn't you growing up.
Maybe I missed that altogether.
No?
I've never seen anything like that.
Eddie never saw it. True?
Yeah.
True, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, Anderson knew what I saw. Ken, you know, the gleek, right?
Saliva flying.
Well,
yeah, it comes out of
your sublingual. It's unclear what it is. I always thought it was semen.
No, it's saliva.
I'm kidding.
I know that.
Okay. You have a, what gland is that?
Either the submandibular or the sublingual.
And if you take you'll do it once in a while, usually on a
when
date.
You yawn.
Yeah.
When you yawn.
Yeah, you'll be on a
that
date
blows
or you'll
my
be
mind
somewhere.
When you yawn and something flies out.
You'll be
out.
Talking to some chick totally you really like and you'll be really excited and you'll go, oh man, I saw this eagle fly, and all of a sudden something goes flying out of your mouth. And
not just a hawk, not a spit, but a little tiny.
Yeah, it's not spittle. It's actually the tongue goes up and from underneath it comes this weird little spray, this mist.
You don't try, but there's projectile.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, like a spider web.
Many of my buddies at Walter Reed Elementary were able to master that, though. Junior high,
control.
I should say. Yes, they could. They could try and master it and do it, and you would feel this spray on the back of your neck in history class.
These were the cool kids.
Of course. Just by having mastered
that. The jury's still out.
Well, they're not cool adults.
It's been 25
years. They're not cool
years.
Adults, but they were cool kids.
Whitney?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Like, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just recently we started doing it like 6 months ago. And it's like really small.
He is.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
How small are we talking about?
Like pinky size small.
Yeah. Ooh. How old is he?
20.
Oh, bad news.
He's still going to grow another 32nd of an inch before he's done. So you got that to look forward to. Really pinky.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
Like, should I buy him a strap-on or something? Or?
Bogus. Yeah. I thought this was bogus.
Yeah. Sorry, bogus, baby.
All right.
Yeah. Nice try.
Nice try, though. One day, God willing, you get that strap on
in
the ass.
Don't fight too hard for it.
All right.
I thought bogus the moment she started
talking.
Yeah,
there wasn't... Well, first of all, we started doing it 6 months ago, and I'm calling you now, but I've seen a lot of dork in my day. I got to be honest with you. For a straight guy...
I'm not sure I want to know this.
Seen a lot of Johnson.
Yeah.
And I've
How
seen...
How much linear footage do you think you've been into?
Enough to pave a two-lane highway to New York and back.
Oh, my God.
Two lanes.
Did you work for a while on something we should know about?
And back. Enough to go to China.
Is it around or straight down?
I played
through?
Sports. I was in the locker room a lot.
You didn't see erect peni. Oh, no.
I've seen it in different phases.
For God's sakes.
Yeah. See Eddie's before the night is out. It's a thing of mine, Eddie. I hope you're cool. You know, a lot of DJs take
Anything
pictures.
Anything for the show, man.
They'll take a picture with the guy or something. For me, I got to see leather hard penis. It doesn't have full erection because I stopped that policy.
It's for the art,
difficult.
Man. I'm totally,
yeah, it's art.
Yeah,
it's art.
It's totally understandable.
Take a picture. So I've seen plenty of penis. I've never seen, you know, I've never seen the comically small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen big, I've seen medium, and I've seen on the smaller side, but I've never... Phone screen, Brian wants to come in here and actually is going to bust my cherry. Brian, you ready?
Show you something?
Yeah, just show
something to show you?
He may show me something. The point is... Yeah, I know Brian's got to be small. Okay.
I've seen the thumb and thumbnail.
You've seen the thumb?
Yeah.
On, like, older guys who are fat, right?
Yeah, and occasionally on the younger guy. Very rare.
But
very rare.
They don't have an erection when you see them.
Yeah, but it's, you know...
You're doing
so
the math. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You're looking, it's like that accordion can only be stretched so far, right? But sometimes there are guys who will, especially if they get a little nervous or something, will become sort of embarrassingly or comically small, and then once the blood gets circulating, I have a wide range myself between extra small and kind of small.
I thought you were the gym dick, so you went from respectable to small.
I do have a nice gym dick.
So it's respectable to small.
Yeah, it looks good around the chin.
Yeah, and then my small for action.
My penis looks like, wow, there's potential here.
And
it's never really quite realized.
It's funny how that sort of mirrors your life.
You know, my penis is like...
That's what people think when they meet you. Hey, there's potential here. Oh, sorry. Jeez.
My penis is like some white Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slightly undersized, but set all the records at his school and won the rallied hard at the end of the
in
year.
In the 20s? But,
no. Like Couch from Nebraska.
Yeah.
I think the guy. He just won the Heisman Trophy a few years back. But you get to the NFL and it's like, hey, buddy, you're going to be playing on special teams. You know what I mean? Never fully lived up to its potential.
Got it.
That's what I look at my penis like.
I had some great shining moments, but it's all over now.
Had some good
now.
Moments, but it's never enough to make it at the top level.
They had hope, too. People really had hope.
Highly recruited.
Right.
Highly recruited. Got a lot of letters. I'll show them to you one day. All right. Here's my point. Never seen pinky.
Mm.
You've never seen pure pinky size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm. I have not either.
All right. Drew, does it hurt your teeth to talk about dick this long?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. My soul. My teeth and my soul and my chest.
All right. Eddie K. Thomas is here tonight. He is in American Wedding, which is the third in the trilogy for American Pie. It's coming out on August 1st. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Eddie K. Thomas is here tonight from American Pie, and this is the American Wedding, which is coming out on August 1st, and then that'll be it. I'll have to get a regular job.
Hmm.
And what other movies do you have coming out?
I did a film called Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, which directed by Danny Liner, whose former great films are Dude, Where's My Car?
Huh. Are you Harold?
I am neither Harold or Kumar. Me and David Krumholtz, who's a fine actor, play Rosenberg and Goldstein.
Oh, my God.
So it's a movie about two...
Adam wouldn't know. It's a reference to Hamlet.
Oh, I thought those were the two guys.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
I thought those were those turn-of-the-century thrill killers.
Yeah, or a couple of attorneys from Beverly Hills, one or the other.
Yeah.
So they, you know, made those guys a little Jewish. Film about two guys that get high and want to go to White Castle. That's it.
How is a White Castle burger, by the way? I've never had one. A big argument.
Your whole life? Is it not a West Coast thing?
Not a West Coast thing. Big argument in the office the other day about how White Castle was great. No, it sucks. Everyone gets very regionally protective about their fast food.
I'd say Los Angeles is the king of all hamburgers.
You would?
Down. Hands down.
You would? Okay.
Astro Burger being my number one.
Really? Like Astro?
Yeah.
Funny, you don't hear Astro that much, but it's a good burger.
Tommy's.
Tommy's close second. But White Castle, I think it's just the
you like Astro over on Santa... Is that on... No, Melrose.
Santa Monica.
Is that Santa Monica and Gower?
Out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it's just White Castle did something very unique in the small... They're two-bite burgers.
Right, right.
And I don't know if it really is a different taste. It's just the idea that you can eat... 8 burgers,
right?
And you're not, you're still good.
Right.
Still good,
right?
It's just.
But you're really stoned or really drunk too most of the time. It's like 4:30 in the morning.
I'm really surprised it's not a West Coast thing.
Well, you've been out here for a while, right?
I'd never noticed. Never noticed. Well, there's so many hamburger spots.
Yeah, people don't notice negatives necessarily.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, most people that are from whatever different parts of the country long. For the food of their youth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I mean, everyone I know, if you're in this business, everyone you know is from somewhere, either New York or Chicago or Boston.
Right.
And everyone out here wants their stuff. I had this idea called, like, Home Court or something, where it was just a huge mall, and all of it was represented. I mean, you just, you had In-N-Out Burger, but you had your White Castle, and you had your, like, Long John Silver's, and all that stuff that everyone loved.
Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Yeah, all the stuff that everyone knew from their own place, wherever it was.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and you know what it's good for? It finally can put things to rest.
Yeah.
Because
you go there and taste it.
You get these arguments like, all right, get the White Castle, get the In-N-Out. Let's put them head to head.
Well, Los Angeles, but Los Angeles is probably the hardest for people who leave here and go other places because we got a serious amount of fast food places here. It's a wealth. I think more than everyone else has the basic three.
Right.
And we've got, I mean, you know, Jack in the Box is unique to here, I think. And,
yeah. I like it when you get in these proud arguments where you go, you guys don't got a dog and suds? No, we got a wild weenie. Wild weenie? That's no dog and suds, buddy. And it's like you realize how ridiculous your stupid sounding fast food place is. All right, I'm now kicking equipment trying to get my headphones to sound right because they're all jacked up. Okay, so where are we here, Drew? I'm getting a lot of static here. You're not getting that, huh?
No.
I'm just going to start kicking wiring here. Oh, there it goes. All right.
Kelly?
Yeah?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to call because you guys had, like, not heard or seen of a baby dick before.
We've heard of it. We just not actually witnessed.
I've seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you mean we haven't heard of it?
Okay, well, you haven't seen one because, like, Dr. Drew was like, well, I don't know. So
No, Dr. Drew said he's seen a very small penis, but he has not, seen...
It's not a baby dick.
Not a pinky, specifically not a pinky.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'd say pinky, and I'd say, like, child pinky.
Okay.
Not adult man pinky.
All right. What happened?
Well, I went out with this guy who's, like, really cool, good-looking, and then we started to make...
Good. It's good when it happens to a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Oh, and he was gorgeous. He was tall. He was totally built.
Well, the smaller his dick, the better looking he gets as the years wear on, right?
What?
Well, you know what I mean, when you're waxing on later on in life. Like, oh, he's a total Adonis with a small prick.
Right. At least he's 22.
All right.
Okay. And so, like, we started to fool around, and then, like, I, like, reached down there, and it was just, like, nothing.
Oh, man.
Nothing at all. And I think it was even hard.
Uh-oh.
And it was still, like, nothing. I was like, we need to stop.
That's nice. And I can tell because you're a bitch, you must be good-looking yourself, Kelly.
Okay.
Am I right?
So what's bitchy about that? Like, you need
no,
to
you're just
someone.
A pain in the ass.
Dude, you have to warn someone. You have to let them know.
You're
no,
hot,
Kelly,
right?
That's so cruel.
Yeah. Not cruel.
Yes, it's cruel.
Well, is it, like, hereditary?
Yes.
It is?
No, no.
You laugh at people?
No, like, you know why he has a small dick? Because he's a bad, bad man.
Dude, I was so polite. I was polite about it. I really was.
All right. But you're hot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
But I'm nice. Like, I'm not mean.
Nah, not that nice.
You're cruel.
No, I can tell you're up in your head.
I think you guys are wrong.
No, listen, people are nice to you. People tell you're nice because you're hot. But
No, I'm, like, really nice.
Nah, kind of, but not really. Listen, we all talked to you. The first few minutes we've talked to Kelly, would you say nice person?
Cruel.
Yeah, you're kind of bitchy, but you're hot. You're nice for someone as good looking as you are, but you're not nice for an ugly person. If you were ugly, people would kill you.
Why do you say that?
You called a radio show to tell the whole country that this guy has a small penis.
But I didn't tell you guys.
That's not nice.
Well, I didn't tell you like who he was.
All right.
No. But the point is, this guy was into you.
It's a cold thought to have.
And
I'm going to call.
Because he had an anatomic deficiency, you rejected him. I mean, how do you think that guy felt? Did you ever consider that?
She doesn't care.
You don't care.
Leave her alone. I'm punching equipment.
Okay, well, a good person takes other people's feelings into account.
Oh, Kelly, I like you, baby doll.
All right.
I know you're hot, that's why.
Right, Adam.
What do you do, something in the restaurant industry?
No.
What is it?
I'm unemployed.
All right.
Like the rest of America.
But you're, are you looking,
She would say she's smart.
Looking to do a little cocktailing?
No, I'm not into that, like, at all.
What are you?
Like, what do you mean, what am I? I'm unemployed.
No, I mean, I mean, like a waitress.
No. Like, office, like, administrative stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe we can give you a job out here, you know, Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, is gone for a few weeks, and that leaves a kind of a void here. We don't have any good-looking evil people here to make us feel bad about ourselves. So maybe you could come down and kind of fill that void for us. Brian's lonely over there because he's not being tormented or put down. He's just sitting there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe come over there and put Brian down.
Well, what do you guys pay, like minimum wage?
I think we're a little under minimum wage, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for the skill and honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I thought.
All right.
All right, well.
All right, good times.
I love you guys.
Thanks, baby doll. All right, I'll come around on her. Let me say this. Let me go off on one of my rants here. I can't, my headphones are all staticked up, and I know it's these wires, this crow's nest of.
It's the jack.
No, it's not, because it's always the wires underneath. All right. True. True. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, well, now it's one ear.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. Better get the other one. Yeah. No.
Huh?
No?
Huh?
No. Uh-oh. All right. So, you want to hear?
I know. I didn't like that. I was listening on that side, remember?
All right.
Do you want to switch? You want to switch back?
I just hear one ear.
Here, put over here on this thing.
Really?
Yeah. Give me.
Hello? All right. I do that. Get that sound worked out. I go on one of my quick...
It's good, right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It works.
Hey.
Who controls the volume for this one?
Me.
I turn up just a little bit. I like to hear myself. Huh? Drew and I were out of town. We're in Santa Barbara.
Beautiful
this weekend. Beautiful people, beautiful country over there, and got the massage. And I know we've spoken about this before. I'll see where Eddie lands on this. It's my the massages. First off, I've noticed a trend where everything in life is getting whittled down, time wise, size wise. As a carpenter, I used to use 2x4s, actually 2 inches by 4 inches. Now, for a while, they've been 1.5 by 3.5. We've now passed this off as a 2x4. And now, 3/4 material is inching down toward, let's see, it's at 12/16. Wait a minute, is that right? No, it's at 11/16 now.
But what is
it's
that?
It's moving now. Well, if you think about it...
Toilet paper rolls are smart, but it goes through cycles. They go through
various
ways to get away with it.
If you sell every 12 sheets of plywood, you get one free.
No, I understand.
I mean, I know you understand the concept, but I'm saying I think this is what's going on, and here's what I'm getting to. Went to the spa yesterday, got signed up for a massage. Massages are 50 minutes, but the 50 minutes is, you know, by the time they come get you, when you're standing there trying not to get a boner in your bathrobe, you think, please, God, do not get an erection. staying there. They get you, you know, if your thing is at 4 o'clock, they come get you at 4:11, 4:12. Then when they start wrapping you up and tell you, okay, you're done now, you're totally, you don't know what time it is. There's no clock in there. So by the time you get all together and you do your thing and you pay them and stuff, you get back out to the waiting room, it's 3 or 4 minutes to 5. You realize it's not 50 minutes. It's more like 41 minutes, which sounds like I'm nitpicking, but an extra 10 minutes of rubbing down would be nice. Especially when it's $120 for the thing. But the part that drives me nuts is the tip part. Mm-hmm. The part where they go, I go, listen, there's no materials involved here. I mean, there's a finger full of PABA that's still in my ass hair. What's the material? Well, there's the overhead and stuff. All right, I understand. But these people make their money off of tips. This is what my wife will tell me. Now, you got to tip them good. And I'm like, why? She worked, you know, why do I got to tip her $30? I already gave her $120 for the 40 minutes. That's all the money that's their money. That's the money they get. And I'm like, well, she needs to talk to her boss because I just shelled out $120 for 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't see that money. Really? They should. They should see it. That should be between them and their boss. Like, they should say to their boss, look, I know you got a building here, and I know you got, like, some eucalyptus and stuff sent to buy. I'm going to need $40 out of that 120 each time. You keep 80. We'll call it good, because a massage is not $120. It's $155 or whatever. You tip them, you know? And if you give them $10... I mean, you're going to get a broomstick up your ass next time. Right. I've had it happen.
Right. And this is an American thing, I imagine, because you don't tip in the restaurants or in the bars over there.
Yeah, I don't know about the bathhouses and stuff over there. I'm just tired of the part where they're at $120 for about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's we're coming in at $155, $160 an hour here with zero materials. Where's the tip factor in? Like, just go ahead and take it out of that chunk of change. Am I mistaken to think that's how a system should work?
Just like the valet parking.
Yes. Same thing. Just like you go to Nobu, you drop $1,100 on sushi with a bunch of clients or something, and then you walk out and Pedro shakes you down for $3.45. Right. And then when you say to someone, why do I got to pay for this valet parking? IHOP is free. They go, it's not the restaurant. They're not affiliated right. with the. Well, they're standing out front of the guy's restaurant with their sign parked. Like, I'm sure they've spoken before. Let him take the $3.75 out of the $1,100 and give it to the guy.
In fact, there should be a little more fat for them to chew on there, right?
It seems like it. All I'm saying is we're saps for going along with this.
This goes back to our thing with the actors and the athletes saying, give me more money. I did a good job.
Right.
You know, it's here's the money. You did the job, and it's complete.
Right. This is
it's
what you signed
on for. It's becoming a bigger part of all our culture.
I'm done. But then if you take a stand against it, you're a prick.
You got to play the game, Adam.
I know.
You can't...
I know.
You don't want the broom in your ass next time.
Sometimes they use the plunger just to mix it up or table like. But Drew, as a very cheap man yourself, that must drive you insane with that stuff.
I can't enjoy the massage.
You can't.
Yeah. Why are you so intense? Why are you so uptight?
I'm thinking about the tip, you bitch. I had this great thought. Drew and I get a massage once a year when somebody makes the arrangements for us and drags us to the whatever. I was lying, getting a massage yesterday. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon, and I was thinking, all right, I'm going to relax. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm thinking, how much money is this? What is the tip going to cost? I know it's not going to be 50 minutes. It's going to be 42 minutes. I know. So I'm lying, I'm getting my massage. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, learn to relax. Relax, buddy. Just let it go. And I'm thinking, I'm going to take a nice sauna when I'm done with this massage. Yeah, sauna. Sauna feel nice. Nice moist. Get the dry heat. And then I take a steam bath. I get the moist heat. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you a-hole. Stop fixating on the free sauna. You're getting a very expensive rub down right now. You think about the freebies? Stop focusing on the relaxing sauna. Start thinking about the fingers in your neck. It was weird. I had to talk myself out of thinking about the steam and the sauna because I didn't want to. To me, now I'm off the clock.
Yeah,
I'm off the clock. Tensed up. I also did that facing where I let that big long spit
oh.
that spit rope bridge go down to the tile floor.
That's nice.
From the headrest thing?
Yeah, yeah, you know, you sit there, you put your face in that midget's toilet seat, you know, that thing, and you just sort of lie forward, you look forward, and you just lie there, and you start to relax. Next thing you know, your mouth sort of opens a little bit, and next thing you're drifting between consciousness and unconscious, and next thing you know, you look down, and there's just string attaching your mouth to the floor, and you realize, oh, Christ. And then you think, I hope to Christ she doesn't step in it. She's going to notice it now. Can I wipe it up? I don't think I can get to it with my hand. How do I do this? It must happen all the time. No, maybe it never happens. I got to start focusing on the sauna. All right. That was my relaxing day.
Nice. Spot. Very nice.
Drew, you...
Worth the money.
Oh, Drew, you didn't get a massage.
No.
You went down to the beach.
Had a workout.
Good. I was thinking about that, too.
It's good.
Drew. All right. Drew, you want to tell that story?
After the break.
Is it good? You got attacked by bees, didn't
you?
Oh,
yeah, I did, yeah.
All right. Drew will talk about his fight with nature after this. Eddie K. Thomas here from American Wedding, by the way, coming out on August 1st. You know him as Finch. We'll be back. All right, everybody. Drew's all fired up tonight.
I am.
Eddie K. Thomas here tonight. He is from American Wedding, which is the last in the trilogy. So that makes it the third of American Pie. And this is it, everybody. They got all the people back they need. All
the
big names.
Ones.
Yeah. Yes. It's nice to see Eugene Levy having a nice renaissance.
Yeah, and Fred Willard in this.
And
one.
Fred Willard, although
shouldn't forget,
they seem to go together a lot of films. Huh?
Fred. Well, here's what happened. Fred Willard, great. Fred Willard's one of these guys, real funny, and was almost sort of rediscovered some years back, but always sort of around in the
some
funny circles.
Disney
people,
Channel sitcom.
People
somewhere.
People knew who he was. You
didn't
know,
you hear Fernwood Tonight.
Fernwood Tonight, yeah. America Tonight, and then he was in like Spinal Tap and stuff like that. But Eugene Levy was SCTV and very funny. And then after SCTV was doing some really schlocky, bad, junky movies and not really. And
can't
then
forget Splash.
And
Splash.
Then that's true. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Splash. I stand corrected with that. But it looked like he was going to peter out a little bit, and then pow, big renaissance. And I'd say a lot of that was with the original American Pie.
And Best of Show. Those are the two things you broke out with.
Yeah, but Best of Show is you know, 16 months old or something. Or
American Pie
old.
Made him like this cool older guy.
Yeah,
like
he was, dad. Yeah.
He was the dad for the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like sophisticated older person comedy for the kids, if there's such a thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, yeah. It's good people. I don't think he's ever been on the show, has he?
No.
I'll tell you, I think we could have a brow off.
No, you can't compete.
I can't?
It's not horizontal. Like it's the outward.
Oh, I mean his it's a shelf. His
bush.
A mantle.
It's a character within itself.
It's a caterpillar.
I'll tell you, that's funny you say caterpillars, because the original Chris and Paul Weitz, who directed the first American Pie, always referred to him as them, and they were always into give the caterpillars more action, Eugene. Let's see some work with
move
them.
It around. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a call. We're going to go to break in a second, guys.
You're breaking my heart, kid. I thought I had something here. Maybe Eugene's scared. Maybe he's scared. He feels me nipping at his brown heels. He knows there's a new sheriff in town.
His are unreal.
Chris, 21. Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Oh, I haven't listened to the show for years. I just got to say, good times.
Thanks.
You drunk? Right. No, I'm tired. It's late where I'm at. So right. It's after one.
Hurry.
One.
Go.
Okay, real quick question. My girlfriend and I are both pregnant.
You're
virgin.
Both pregnant. Oh,
yeah,
virgin.
We're both pregnant. Yeah, we're both pregnant. And I was just wondering, can I get her pregnant without actually breaking the hymen? You know, if we, you know, messing around and stuff like that.
If you put semen in her vagina, yes.
Okay, so there's like no blockage or anything like that.
No, think about when she has her period.
Yeah.
Something comes
out.
Well,
right? Yeah, we were thinking about that, but, you know.
Something
right.
comes out, okay. Something can go in.
Really?
Okay.
How does the stuff come out? Where's the semen? Where doesn't the semen need to get up in there?
Yeah.
How does it get up in there?
The hymen isn't all the way occluded.
It doesn't.
No.
Not all the time.
Never.
Yeah. It has. It's not a. It's not like a drum. It's not the top of a drum.
No.
It's like a holy pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Is it? And it varies, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Some more.
Yeah, yeah.
But it have to be something, otherwise a woman would explode on her period.
Right.
She would.
Where, I mean, where would it go?
They would stick out like she was some sort of bird in a mating ritual, right?
Yeah, right.
Boom. Make that boom. That boom sound you don't hear enough either.
No.
Guy's got gas. Boom. All right. All right. So there's it's porous enough that stuff gets by. I think guys think of it as like almost an airtight membrane that it's like when you're peeling the top off some Yoplait yogurt or something. Yeah. Boom. All right, let me relax over there, Drew. Corey?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I am.
You want to know what aftershave lotion you should use to reduce bumps when you shave?
Yeah.
Or pubes.
What lotion to use or whatever to...
Are you shaving your pubes?
Yeah, I am.
Can't you trim them? Do you have to shave?
I know my girlfriend asked me to do it, so...
But you can't use a clipper? You have to use a razor?
Yeah, a razor.
Now, what's that stuff you got you use for your neck?
It's called tend skin.
Tender skin or tend skin?
Just tend, T-E-N-D. It's good, but it's too expensive.
Tend skin. It smells like
hell,
too.
No, use some OxyTen. That'll work. Zit cream works fine.
Go see American Wedding. There's a great pubic hair shaving scene.
Fantastic.
Shocking.
That's our new thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Pube shave?
Yeah.
Shaving it down using a razor.
Using...
Don't give it away.
But we got to go to break.
Oh, she can say yes or no.
Electric, yeah. Electric,
okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Eddie K. Thomas here from American Wedding. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Eddie K. Thomas is here tonight from American Wedding, which is the American Pie Trio. And it's coming out on August 1st. And... then it's got a movie about going to White Castle or maybe Astro Burger. It's all good.
It's all coming together, finally.
So you like an In-N-Out Burger?
I was a big. That was my original. I think when you come out to L.A., you're a bit shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's very revolutionary.
What, all the fast foods?
No, with In-N-Out in particular.
Oh. Why?
And I don't know, but did you agree? I mean, a lot of people come, and the first bite of In-N-Out is, oh, my God, I found the most amazing hamburger.
It does stand out amongst the other burgers, I find, yeah.
I think the presentation of an In-N-Out is always good. It's always a long wait for the In-N-Out burger.
It's true. It's very
going through the drive-thru, you see the potatoes go through the natural potato cutter.
Yeah, I like that.
Which enhances the experience.
It does.
But
it
overdid it. You know,
burnt yourself.
I was so excited with this In-N-Out burger that I just did it too much.
It's true.
Gave myself a hamburger break for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and then the zucchini sticks is what originally brought me an Astro Burger. Big fan of those.
Really?
What do you
dip them in?
They have a little white sauce.
It's like a ranch.
No, how about the ranch. Fast food? The Mexican stuff out here is really good too.
Getting into that.
Mexican. Not a
Baja
huge fan.
Fresh
Baja Fresh is very impressive.
We got to get you going on that.
Yeah, I'm not too
Taco Bell.
Shady Mexican, because Mexican shady from the get-go.
Yeah. Baja Fresh, it's like, it's not shady.
Oh, Baja Fresh, not at all. Mexican. But you got your others.
Nah, it can get a little dicey.
He means the mom and pop
stuff. He's talking about the shopping carts with the propane tank on.
Yeah.
Right, and they got B's and C's. You guys know how hard it is to get a B? You got to be really bad.
I don't know. See, my problem is my wife always goes nuts with that. That restaurant has a B. It's like, you know what I would have done for a B in high school, Sweet Pea? Get in there. Start eating. They're like, in my world, a B is like amazing. Yeah. I couldn't imagine getting a B on anything.
Yeah.
So to me, B, even C sounds pretty good to me. Plus, they're on notice.
We're talking
the
about
A's, cocky. B's, hungry.
We're talking about ratings by the health department.
Yeah, it's not. This is a California thing. Yeah. It's not a national thing. Yeah. That and it works, but. Because you're going to have your bees, and they have to show it. It has to be right out there.
It wouldn't be a bad thing to institutionalize throughout the nation, by
Not
the
at
way.
All.
Let me tell you this. We'll go back to the phones. But when you do a little bit of traveling, you look around at certain things. You go, that's a good idea. You go over to Europe. You go to England. You see these sort of urinals that are out on the street. They're these sort of fiberglass things. They don't have doors on them. You just kind of turn your back to society and stuff, and you go, hey, this is nice. This is efficient. This works. My plan, Someone just walk the globe, figure out what's best, and let's just use it. Just use it all. Whatever. We'll take the BC thing. We'll bring it to Chicago, New York. We'll borrow the urinal, the outdoor urinals from England. It'll all be utopia. There's nothing worse than traveling somewhere and going, we don't have this. We'll get White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide. I'll decide what the best stuff is, and that's what I'll bring. Mm. And I'll start a new village, and I'll call it
Boobville.
Jonestown. I don't know what. If they haven't already used that, I'm going to call it Jonestown. Katie?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
My question is in regards to something that Dr. Drew alluded to a few weeks ago but never got around to expanding on. But what are the effects that you've seen in people who've been exposed to pornography at a young age?
It's not uncommon in sex addicts or sexual compulsives to have sort of been exposed to pornography by their parents, particularly at a very young age. So it's kind of always around.
Okay.
And I don't know whether it's, I suspect it is the arousal and the sort of the almost traumatizing experience of trying to come to terms with this stuff. But it also is being raised by parents that think that kind of thing's okay.
Yeah.
You know, both are sort of bad things.
Well, let me ask this. Difference between men and women being exposed to this stuff? I always think guys' wiring's a little
tougher. You know what? The only time I've seen it is in women, I must admit, where women become sexually addicted or sexual compulsive after heavy sort of pornography exposure in young age.
And what about this sensation? What about, this probably isn't the part that screws a kid up, but it can't hurt. The part where you're seeing, like, you remember when you guys saw pornography before you knew what to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't beating off. There was no vibrators in the drawer. There was nothing. You couldn't do anything. There's no release, essentially. You just sort of would stare at it, and it would sort of just stare at you, burned a hole in it.
Right.
Like, you just, like, sniff it and rub against it. You're like this a guy's, raccoon this with a Playboy.
This is a male's thing again. It's not a female thing.
Okay, but all I'm saying is this. If you start that process at age 6, isn't it weird to have that process go on for 7 years or 8 years?
Well, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's also not weird. The kids can't make sense of it before the biological systems activate.
Oh, yeah, you can.
They don't, but it doesn't have meaning. It's like, doesn't make sense.
It's very alluring. It's important.
Yeah. But it's what? It doesn't, like, wow.
No.
The drive's
going to
build
way.
Up, and you're going to have no idea, and it's going to
drive. You're saying this. Your kids are on the internet right now. That's what you're saying.
This is where your masturbation stuff comes from, then.
I didn't start beating off till I was 16.
I know, but
thank you very much.
She didn't start having sex till she was 20, but she became compulsive as soon as it started on.
How dare you?
I'm just suggesting.
How dare you attack me that way? I am saying that when I could remember being 11, 12, 10 years old, seeing a Playboy, somebody had a Playboy, and just being, like, overwhelmed by it.
Yes.
And it wasn't like, oh, I'm confused. What
no,
is
no,
it?
No, at 10, absolutely.
It was pow. Yeah, 5 or 6,
five
whatever.
Or six. This was 6 for her.
I just mean, what's it do to a male to sort of stare at pornography for 5, 6, 7 years and not have any outlet for it? Just sort of staring at it, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's healthy or not. Katie?
Yeah?
All right. So what? Were you exposed to pornography?
Yeah. Like, my dad was a gigantic a-hole, but he would just leave, you know, pornography around accidentally. Mm. And, like, sometimes, like, I can remember a few occasions where I was asleep on, like, the living room floor, and he would come out and he would ask me if I was awake. And I, of course, you know, pretended like I was asleep. And he would just pop in a porno. And, like, at the time, I didn't interpret what it was, of course. But now I think back on it, and it was just terrible. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, your dad's a bad guy, but it's having... I agree with Drew, which is the porn is the least of your worries. It's irresponsible, a-hole, beat-off, happy dadhood.
Yeah.
And, cause a problem.
Exploitative parents.
I'm furious at my dad for not having pornography, so we all we'll have our crosses to bear. Sheep son of a bitch. Couldn't even have all right. Eddie, did your dad have porn around?
I wasn't good at finding it. I mean, I imagine so. I saw Fritz the Cat at a young age.
Oh, really? Like the animated...
Which just kind of confused things more because I don't know if it ruined me, but along with seeing, I think that was my first.
You're pretty bad shape.
Yeah, it but it's crazy though, because you see sex. That was, I guess, my first time I saw a penetration. I was like 9.
Now he's into anime.
What's that?
Now he's into anime porn.
Are you? What do you like now? You like kitty porn?
I like porn? On Tiger Woods Golf. They got this one female golfer. It's pretty
super
amazing.
Hot. Huh?
Yeah. Speaking of that, well, there you go. How about that? How about these video games now that have women that are incredible? Animated women that are incredible, and it has to be these 6-year-old guys are playing Vice City or whatever they're playing, and they got to be getting all excited. And
what about it?
Is that gonna tear them up inside?
We don't know.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. I think if you have a good stable environment, that's not going to do anything to you. And if you don't, then there's nothing that's going to be able to correct. I mean, you're screwed anyway.
Mm.
That's kind of what we're thinking.
Right, like this girl has other problems, but what about if a 6-year-old girl, just great childhood, wandered into a room with a porno on?
Probably not a big deal.
Right, right.
But if it was around all the time, an asshole dad.
Right,
know,
that's just another thing on top of this whole pile of men.
Well, I'm angry at my dad for not having any form of pornography around.
Where'd you collect yours, from your friend's dad?
When I would babysit, I babysat a couple of Israeli kids who lived up the street.
They turned out great.
Reeve and Ronnie. Yeah, dynamite kids. I would.
Is that where you ate the Count Chocula and pie filling and marshmallows all in one?
No, that was the Horowitz family that was next door. I would go over there and go insane. Just start eating like a madman.
Speaking of raccoon.
I would just start actually opening cans of pie filling and dumping them, you know, putting mini marshmallows on top of it and being like Captain Crunch and making this whole compote, going into like diabetic comas and stuff. They were a little light on the porno, but the Israeli dad, he had a couple of Playboys, and I knew where they were. It was exciting to go, and as soon as they'd leave, just tear that thing open. And I remember the issues very clearly, just staring at them, not knowing what to do.
1972.
Make it like 75, 76. But just you know, being 12, 13 years old, whatever, just staring at them, and didn't know what to do with it. I wish I did. Kelsey?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, me and this guy were together for about maybe 2 weeks or something, and we had sex a couple times, and I'm late, and I think I'm pregnant, and, well, his last girlfriend, she's due in October. She's pregnant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, when he found out, he, like, hit her and, like, freaked out and tried to kill himself and all this other stuff.
Oh, and you immediately snapped that prize up.
It's too bad he didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you snapped him up though, right then, right?
All right. I just don't know how to tell him. Should I tell him at all?
What do you plan to do?
What happened to you?
Yeah.
Huh?
What screwed up your compass so badly?
And what do you mean? Well, like what I went through when I was a child, or what?
There you go.
There you go.
My parents are drug addicts.
Okay.
I've lived with my grandma since I was like 6 months old, off and on.
I was gonna say I don't get the little girl voice though.
I got it originally, but it's faded a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So you live with your grandmother?
Relationship.
No, I don't live with my grandma now. No. I live with my best friend.
Oof.
My grandma, she's like psychopathic and.
Oh, that's good.
Freaks out.
It's quite thoroughly like a fairy tale.
She just freaks out because you're screwing 19-year-old dudes in a van parked on the lawn.
No.
Why is she freak out?
Because she's real sick.
Uh oh.
Yeah, she's had her leg amputated, and diabetic, and all this stuff.
She's all right. All right.
And so What?
I do my race. You know, I try to think what race everyone is.
Oh.
And I was like, she's like, sounds white. And then she's like, yeah, I had to moved in with my grandmother. And I thought, maybe she's black. And then she talked a little more and I went, she's white. And then she went, grandmother had a leg amputated. I went, now she's black again. Okay, I'm caught in between here. You know, Kelsey's white though, right? That's why.
For sure.
I think aunt would have been black. She went with grandma. That's all I do.
The amputation change your mind?
Yeah. Got me to black.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kelsey?
Yeah.
You're white, right?
Right.
Okay. But white trash, right?
I don't call myself that, but...
Okay. All right, so what are we going to do about this?
I don't know. I just...
Your grandma's white, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So they took her leg, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't know they were doing
old fashion.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's equality.
Oklahoma.
I like that. Huh. All right, so... how long ago do you think this... I mean, how far along do you think you might be?
Yeah, what do you want to do with this pregnancy?
Maybe about 3 or 4 weeks.
And what do you want to do with this pregnancy?
I don't believe in abortion, and I don't know.
So
I think I'd have it, but
adoption maybe for this kid.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be the right thing to do for the child?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. At least you realize that. All right. Well, I think you need to tell him. I don't know that I'd do it necessarily now. You obviously intend to take things into your own hands. You have a right to do that. So there you go.
Well, you done with the guy?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I guess, you know, there's an age difference, and he just didn't want to get in trouble. And
well, how old is he?
19.
Oh.
He's turning 20, like, here in a couple days.
Oh.
And, yeah, so he, like, found someone his own age, which is cool.
Oh, I said 19, but I wasn't even looking. It's on the screen now. I can see that. I didn't see that.
16.
All right. I knew the guy was 19 for some reason. All right. I don't know. Should we tell him? Do we need to? I don't know. The guy's now got a kid running around, but maybe this is his second kid. Here's, I guess, what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we feel like we have to give respect to people in society that earn no respect? You know what I mean? We keep going back to this. There's like, you know, it's like guy's on death row, but we got to get his permission before we get a DNA sample to see if he committed other murders. Because, you know, we have to respect that.
The theory is that everyone has certain rights regardless of.
I don't like that. That, you know what? That kind of thinking? Nazi Germany. That's what that leads to. Oh, no, wait, it's my kind of thinking. Well, either way. The point is. I don't know. The guy's an abusive a-hole, got someone else pregnant. Does he really even deserve the respect of knowing this? Or is it just one of those rights? Hey, you got your flesh and blood running around. But what is he going to do if he finds out?
Make trouble.
What
kind
of trouble?
Nothing good.
Well, maybe get some money out of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kelsey?
Yeah?
You gotta go to Planned Parenthood and just throw yourself on the mercy of the court over there.
Yeah, talk to them about what your options are.
So I should just tell him?
No, we didn't say that.
Go over there and talk to a counselor.
Get some support from someone that does family counseling, family planning, like Planned Parenthood, all right?
Okay.
Don't ask him for the advice of what to do. Don't ask him.
That's right. There we go.
All right, and be careful, all right? You're going to be prone to trouble. I'll tell you what. See if you can stretch this pregnancy out about 6 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not? Just so she has a kid when she's 25, yeah.
She has a kid when she's in her early 20s, yeah. And she doesn't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it this way. If you're a screwed-up chick and your parents are drug addicts and you live with your grandma and she got her leg cut off and all that kind of stuff, and you get pregnant at 16, what's 17 and a half, 18 look like for you?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you get knocked up again? I don't know what statistically, I don't know what the odds are, but there's none of that, I learned my lesson kind of stuff. It's more like, no, my vagina's loosened up. I'm cranking another kid out. It's a totally different situation. I mean, if you're pregnant by 15 and a half, 16, statistically.
You're that person. You're that person that needs to be pregnant badly.
The person that cranks out kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And whether you say you want to or not, I think statistically you got about a 1,000% chance, higher chance of getting pregnant by your 18 or 19, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm. They ever look at that, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I'm sure.
Never see it. Yvette?
Huh?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we. There's that voice.
Hold on, I can't take this. Hold on. Hey, Yvette?
Yeah?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Now, that's either bogus or she's being molested right now by her grandfather.
What were you guys saying? What were you said little girl voice before. What is that?
Sexual abuse.
But that usually means
sexual abuse. At the age at which, if this is not bogus,
she's
I would
six.
Say, you know, abuse since infancy kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Doctor abused her?
Maybe we start right then, right in the delivery room.
Is there some jack-off stoner guy we can talk to so I can cleanse my palate?
Yeah, this is a jack.
Give me James will be my sherbet. James,
I'm sherbet.
You're my mint sorbet.
Sweet.
All right.
My question is, I met this girl a while back, and at the time I was a virgin, and we were together a few months, and then we started sleeping together. That was about 4 months ago, and. Since then, we've had a really good relationship.
Did you see you were both virgins?
No, I was.
You were the virgin. She was not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just recently started bringing up that she wants to have a threesome with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if she's getting sick of our relationship or if she's wanting to do it to please me.
Mm-mm.
Because since, well, I mean, also just recently, she started talking about how she feels like she's a whore and all this because she slept with like three other guys before we started going out.
Yeah, so the perfect way to sort of buttress, to relieve those feelings is to have a threesome. That'll make her feel like a million bucks.
Well, I'd say it's I'd say it's one of two things. Either it's our basic answer, which is she just wants to undo the relationship.
Yeah, she needs some chaos.
She's feeling
she's from a chaotic family.
Oh, no kidding. We know.
Okay, or maybe it's partially both, and who the hell knows if she even knows. Maybe she wants to have fall into the arms of a woman, see what that feels like, and not want to declare herself a lesbian and do it in a way. A lot of women who are having threesomes these days, it's a great windfall for the guy. It's like he's the deputy inspector. He gets to just hang out with his arms crossed and watch all this great lesbian action go down. So it's not a lesbian act. It's a threesome, you see.
What is this guy? I'm sorry, I forgot his name. What does James. He have against it?
He's freaked out because
here's what the situation.
I don't have anything against
just
it.
Just do it, man. There's out there who are dying.
No. Here it is. James is the nice guy that this girl finally got hooked up with. She has a personality problem, and she is very chaotic, and he is super in love, codependent upon her.
And she sees that.
And she is now getting tired of that and can't stand the closeness and has to throw some sort of chaos into this mix. And it's going to hurt James. It's going to hurt.
It doesn't matter, though. James.
Yeah.
This movie's in the third act. It's going to end soon.
So you
might as well go out with a bang.
So it's going to be like American Pie?
It's going to be worse. Not as... Here's the deal. This is it. This is it for you two. You guys have... Drew, I'm going to write down a number in weeks that they have left. Do not look.
Okay.
Do not look. Here's how many weeks are left in this relationship.
I'm going to hold my fingers.
Yes.
Same number?
Go ahead.
Same number?
7 weeks, and I wrote 5 weeks.
Okay.
Month's a long time when stuff's coming unhinged in 17-year-old years. Okay, so here's the deal, James. She's going to end this one in a couple of months no matter what. You might as well go for your threesome thing, have your good time, and then let it end.
All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't mean to tell him to go for it, but there's just a lot of men out there who I think go through their
lives. Well, Adam ended up saying the same thing to him.
Yeah. I mean, it's something you might not come across again. And
yeah, well,
it might be sticky, but he's 17. He'll emotionally.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Plus the beat-off mileage.
Oh, my
but
God.
Remember the relative experience in life thing we were talking about today?
Yeah.
Could screw him up for good.
Yeah, we
Spoil
were.
Him.
Yeah, we were talking about. There's nothing worse than the guy who gets used to something that's too good too early, and then goes through his life sort of perpetually disappointed.
I think threesome is for most men such a rarity that you got to just do it. You never know when it's going to come across again. I don't think this is it's obviously not going to be something that's going to be doing daily.
Right. So. No. I mean, three times a week.
Eddie is speaking with such gusto and verve.
Damn it, man, do it!
Did you ever seize an opportunity for a threesome?
I that's what I'm saying. I haven't done it yet. So
right.
That's
he
why
seems
I'm
very distressed.
Have you?
Stressed,
have you?
Ebony and Ivory.
Oh!
Man. He rubs the brow. He turns red.
Oh, my goodness.
Parole that. I'm lost for words.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into Ebony not that long ago.
Really?
A couple weeks ago.
How'd it go? A couple weeks ago? How weird is that?
I don't know. Not that.
We haven't brought that up in 7 years.
I had a little fling with a black chick and a white chick once a long time ago.
We have not discussed it in years.
It's been a long time.
And 2 weeks ago you ran into
it. Been a long time.
Ivory?
Yeah. I ran into Ebony.
Ebony?
Ebony.
How's Ebony doing these days?
She's put on a couple pounds. Big guy. It wasn't an all-out threesome. It's just like a little, you know. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the kind of thing you see in movies. But,
Yeah, okay, here we go.
It's a good time. Well, a couple pounds.
Let's take a break,
Sorry. Yeah, I gotta decompress a little bit. I gotta beat off. I gotta get some therapy. Then I gotta have a good cry.
You gotta be cool, dude. Be cool.
All right, Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight from American Wedding, which is American Pie. That's the third one. We're gonna get back to Baby Voice Yvette after this. Hey, it's Loveline. We got up early this morning. We're in Santa Barbara. A little shout out to our peeps up in Santa Barbara at KJEE. Had a good time over there. I mean, the Drewskers. Morning radio. Oh, yeah. All right. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight. He's from American Wedding, which is coming out on August 1st. Just starting to, well, been seeing the billboards for a while. Billboards. They didn't put the billboards out 4 months before the movie came out like they do a lot now.
That's a good sign.
Going up in the last. Yeah, it means there wasn't some problem or they're not overcompensating for something. But.
Yeah, I just heard about how because there's so many summer films now, they try to just get you like the week of. They don't care if you know about it a month or two before because there's so much going on. They want to just like the week or two before, they're just going to blitzkrieg.
You wonder. And I know we're not going to get the answer to this, but I have these theories that, you know, what makes something successful, oftentimes it's just, hey, it's just better. You know, sometimes you go take a look at a Ferrari and you go, that just looks better than a Miata. Everyone asks 10 people which car they want. Don't tell them where it comes from or how much it is or whatever. They all go point at the Ferrari. But then there's other times where things become a success or phenomenon. It seems to be based on some timing. But I'm starting to think with movies, and obviously the product has to be there. I mean, it's got to be decent. People got to go to the movie and go, yeah, I saw it. You should go see it, too. They can't, you know, tackle their friend when they go try to see it. But the poster, just the name. And I don't know what's good about American Pie, but for some reason, it seemed to work.
It's a lot of things. Originally, it was supposed to come out, the year American Pie 1 came out, it was supposed to be February, and then they decided it would be a summer movie. And they say if it had come out in February, it would have made some money, but it would have never been what it was. I think it's an incredible amount of factors, you know, and then maybe if the poster's not pleasing to some demographic, it's not going to make that $20 million.
I just mean, there's movies I haven't seen based on the title.
Mm-hmm.
Decided, no, that's not my kind of movie. And the people tell you, no, it's great. And you're going, nah, I decided when I heard the title for the first time 3 months ago that I wasn't going to see it. Or I saw the poster, and the poster made me think of something I didn't like. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not all that, but sometimes you wonder how big a factor that is.
Well, that's why they put the wedding in. That's why it's not American Pie 3. It's American Wedding. Get the ladies in because they want to see a wedding movie.
Smart. Yvette?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, I've been dating this guy for a year, and we broke up 2 months ago, but I just found out I'm 4 months pregnant. And I don't think I can have an abortion now. But
when was your birthday?
I'm going to be 16 in August.
When's your birthday?
August 12th.
What year?
1986.
Wait a minute. Is that pan out?
Yeah, that works. She's going to be 17.
She's going to be 16.
She bought some time to...
Hold on. She said she's going to be 16.
Yeah.
86?
Then you're going to be 17.
I am 16. I'm going to be 17. I told her I was 15, though.
You just said you're going to be 16.
I am going to be 16. He's 17. I'm 16.
I am going to be 16. He's 17. I'm going to be 17?
She's saying she is 16 now.
No,
I'm going to be 16 in August.
Oh, her voice changed a little there. Going to be 16 in August.
Wasn't born in 86.
You weren't born in 86 then?
86, 87, I don't know. Most of the kids in my class were born in 86.
Hold on, sweetie. You don't know the year you were born?
Just one of the two.
You're going off the guy sitting next to you?
No, you know in elementary school when you go to the Chinese restaurant and you have to choose which animal you are, like the turtle or the dragon?
You don't want to be the year, you don't want to get screwed and be the year of the rat.
Yes, I wanted to be like everyone else in my class, so I always said I was an 86, because I'm the youngest.
Now it makes all the sense in the world.
I see. Well, as long as there's Chinese food involved. Yeah, it's different. Same thing happened to me with Hungarian food. I picked 64. I was really born in 59.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. We got to reevaluate this. Now, here's the deal. We had been getting a series of calls, or we got one last week from a bogus caller, a female who was doing the little girl voice. It fooled us. We usually tap into that little girl voice. Her little girl voice sounds a little thin.
It's so exaggerated.
It's a little. It's not only is it a little exaggerated, breathy. But it's a little tinny.
Yeah.
There's nothing behind it. It sounds thin. Mm. I don't know how else to say it. The little girl voice isn't a voice that's made that you produce. It's built up over years.
Pain.
Yeah, and there's something underneath it that's bubbling up. I don't get that with Yvette, so I gave her a quick quiz on the age, and she came up a year or two off on her her birthday. Now, she did weave an interesting yarn about the Chinese food and not wanting to be, like I said, you want to be a dragon like me, not you want to be a cockroach or a rat. I don't know why the Chinese calendar has to have such unattractive animals on it.
Monkey, rat.
Like that monkeys and rats when you could be a dragon. I still don't think that's a great excuse for not knowing the year you were born. All right, we'll keep going. Yvette? You know that I'm intrigued. I got to say that. And the whole Chinese thing was an interesting save on your it was a nice bit of vamping. I appreciate it. Okay, so what year were you really born in?
I was really born in 87.
Oh, now she went the right. No, wait. Yeah, she went the right direction there. Mm-hmm. All right. Keep going, Yvette.
All right. So I just want to know, since I'm probably gonna have to give it to adoption, because I have nowhere else to do, if I should tell my boyfriend.
You know what? This is Melanie or whatever her name is.
Yeah. We're not buying it, Yvette.
Yeah. This is actually her.
We're not. Oh, we are. Yeah. This is bogus. Too thin.
Why do bogus callers change their voice? I mean,
because they know what
we're
sort of listening to. Yeah,
it's Miriam, I think, the bogus caller.
Yeah.
All right, you want to fess up?
All right. Can I ask you a question?
No, this is a bogus call.
I know, it's not about this.
All right, change your voice.
Wait, but this is you, though, right?
Yeah.
No,
I had to do it last time because I have to act.
All right. Okay. Fine. Now, here's first off, something's very gratifying, which is she's on hold for 107 minutes. So.
Jesus.
Who's joke on, by the way? An hour and 40 minutes. Oh, if I could only get a massage that long. That's number one. Number two, how about some kudos for Big A?
No, how about I got, I knew it was her, too. I know it just wasn't bogus.
Why do you always get... this is my victory, buddy.
No,
it's
together. It was a mutual victory.
Mutual? You're going right along with her until I stop.
My first thing was that either it's bogus or she's abusing infancy. That was my original thing. And then I knew it was the very girl that had been...
Stop it. Oh, of course. That's the only bogus chick we know.
Yeah.
And she
sounded like could have been a man doing a girl's voice. It was...
Yeah. It was tinny. It was empty.
Empty, yeah.
Was not the experience... The experience that leads you to that voice is like wholesale abuse.
Yeah. Mm.
And that wasn't what that voice was.
You don't feel what's coming from that, yeah.
Yeah. But hold on. Oh, wait a minute.
You can imagine all the answers she was prepping for just in case.
Maybe not.
Ah, there she is. Hey, hold on a second, Mary.
All right.
All right. Yeah, hold on.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, just hang on a second. Yeah, well, you're good, my friend, but we're like Scotland Yard over here. What percentage of our callers know what Scotland Yard is? Amber.
Hello.
You know where Scotland Yard is?
No, I don't.
All right. And she lives in Livermore.
Yeah.
Who would know?
All right. Is England, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Anyway.
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, like I told the operator, my boyfriend gets really nervous when we go to have sex, but there's like a story behind this.
Mm-hmm.
We were dating for 6 months, and I wouldn't let him penetrate, and like we never had sex, and I always told him no because I wanted to stay a virgin until I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated and everything, and we started talking again, like after we had broken up and everything, and then we got back together recently, and we had talked about it in a relationship and everything. The relationship's better, so I decided that it would be okay to have sex with him now. And we went to have sex, and he got so nervous and his entire body was shaking that he lost his erection. And he couldn't penetrate.
First time.
Yeah.
First time with her, but he's...
First, second, third, about 9 times now.
He's been Has he been with other girls?
Yeah, he's 20. He's been with 3 other girls.
He just got you so built up. He's freaked out.
Yeah, that's, like, what he's saying. He's saying that, you know, he finally can have me, and he's kind of, like, really nervous about it, and he doesn't know what to do. It's kind of overwhelming.
Wow.
He doesn't like the responsibility of taking your virginity.
Well, I'm not sure it's that. Like, we love each other a lot, and we're going to be together for a long time.
Why did you guys break up in high school?
Well, he's older than me, and the relationship was really, like, difficult to keep with me being in high school, and he worked full-time and everything, so.
Yeah. And you just graduated?
Mm-hmm.
How long were you guys broken up?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, like, I was seeing other people in between that and everything, but, like, I've always loved him. He's my first love, so it's like...
It's weird that you two got back together. All right. I don't know. Can this guy... Does he drink?
He has beer, like, every day, but it's, like, one beer. And he's never had this problem before.
I think the shakes are a pretty common thing. I personally know I got them when I first... not 9 times, but I know, and I remember once it happened with a girl at the same time. Your whole body just starts shaking when you're about to do something.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
I'm totally cool. He gets so nervous. He can't do it, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that helps. What's wrong with you is a very soothing reaction.
I know. I try to be supportive and everything.
Well, I'll tell you, laughing sometimes soothes the pain as well.
Here's
what you need to do.
Okay.
You guys need to have it needs to be spontaneous. I think if he's thinking about it on the drive over, he's going to freak himself out.
She said something important that we're going to be together a long time. She didn't say we're going to be together forever. I think guys sometimes, you know, when you're taking the virginity of somebody you really care about, you would be thinking, oh my God, I really don't want to. Do I want to marry? What's going to happen? What's the responsibility? Well, I know you have no conscience, Adam. I think a guy with a conscience might be thinking that way.
No.
All right.
No, this isn't him. He's loved her. They've been together for a long time. He's been with other women. She was dating. They're back together. He's 20. She's 17.
All right.
It's not the virginity part here. I just think if it happens, here's the deal. The first time it happens, it can just be a coin toss. It's like the stars don't align correctly. You're a little nervous. Maybe you had a shot of Robitussin the night before. Whatever it is, your game's off a little. And the next 8 times is because of the first time. He can't think about it on the drive over.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. She's just got to jump right on.
They got to get into it somehow. They got to be sitting in a drive-in movie, and she's got to start rubbing on him and have something spontaneously break out.
Yeah, she should do it without him.
Also, a little coke on the joint doesn't hurt either. Dr. Drew gets the liquid medical stuff, says it works real good. Real good.
Good times.
Yeah. Eddie K. Thomas here tonight from American Wedding, which is coming out on August 1st. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Drew. Come on.
Oh, sing together.
Yeah.
No?
Boosie, coosie, boosie,
toosie. Hold on. Cues, I sues on views, I pews on twos on cues at.
Pazoo.
My kizzer. Puzigga, I z. It's a kizzer. It's always like it's a kizzer. It's always like the sound. Wazzy. Wazoom, zoom, z.
Yeah, my homies.
Me
that
and
was
Drew.
Nice.
That's
right.
Me and Drew, two live crew.
Let me tell you about Eddie, too. Drew slid him that page.
Jump right in.
Jump right in like a pro.
I've been staring at it for the past hour and 46 minutes trying to figure out... Because you got my sheet over there, and I thought maybe that was a little code.
Musy cues, I sues on views. It really is. It's Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
I pews on twos on cues at.
But that joint is hot, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Dr. Seuss, I don't know, the older I get, the more I think, I could have smoked a joint and done that stuff when I was a kid. I mean, when I was in my 30s to entertain kids, like, well, you hop on pop, and we'll eat it in a train, and we'll eat the green eggs and ham in a plane, and on a boat, and a fox in a box.
Yeah, but all those clever drawings that go along with it.
Yeah, just starting to think, I know Dr. Seuss generally regarded as a genius, but...
Yeah, I don't like you knocking the Seuss, man.
I know, people don't take well to that, but I really do think if I smoked out enough, I could just come up with that crap right now. I don't want to get into it. Drew.
Yeah.
You got attacked by bees?
I did.
On the beach?
I run some sort of training session I was in. We were trying to get away from dogs who were attacking us on the beach. Went up to this cliff, and a swarm bee attacked.
This yesterday?
Swarm bees, yeah.
Drew was doing the beach survival workout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was your response? Did you run?
We ran away, yes.
You ran?
Well, actually, first we sort of observed, and I thought, well, maybe the queens landed there, and they're going to just form their little hive, because it was about 30 yards away. And I may take a couple steps over this way. Went over about 20 yards. Whole swarm was over 20 yards. Is when the stray bee started, you know, smacking into your body and your head and stuff. They're zooming around.
What happened to them Africanized killer bees?
Oh, yeah.
They're not making their move like they were going. They ran out of steam.
That was exciting for a minute, though.
I remember the Million Bee March. That clearly, I think it was 99.
Did you guys hear about these grasshoppers that are taking over New Mexico?
Really?
There's like hordes a mile wide.
Yeah.
Grasshoppers mile wide, 3 miles long. And
they're just devouring everything in their path.
People's whole houses would just be covered in grasshoppers and locusts. Happening right now. I'm sure there's a charity that'll.
It's great because the religious retards, this is all they need to go up to the mountain with the folding chair and the kids and wait for the second coming.
With the grasshoppers.
Yeah, everything's a clue. Oh, no. No, it says hordes of locusts shall descend upon Grandpa Rick's house and his camper and his trailer. Yeah, right, right. Everything's an excuse. I like this one. You see what's going on in the Middle East? Yeah, the Bible. The Bible clearly. Yeah, yeah. Listen, the phone book says it, too. Everything says it. I mean, it's it's been going on for a million years. The Bible had it right with the whole Middle East stuff. Yes, they'll be fighting. I'm going to write a Bible right now. 2,000 years, you could open it up. I was like, trouble in the Middle East. Shockingly, those wonderful people aren't getting along so well. I know this is crazy. Alexa?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Whenever I'm with my boyfriend, if he really turns me on, I get, like, really wet down there, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
What do you mean he really turns you on? What does that mean?
Does he have to do anything to you?
Just, like, if we're kissing.
Oh, you get excited.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's just you. That's fine.
That's good.
It's embarrassing, but
you
that's
work.
Fine. Yeah. Plumbing's hooked up. That's good. It's healthy. It's like when my forehead sweats profusely and everyone announces that I'm healthy, even though it's humiliating.
I guess we have to tell her that this doesn't bother guys.
No.
She shouldn't be ashamed of it.
That's fine. Has he put his hand down there yet?
Yeah.
It's like trying to fish the castle out of a fish tank, right? So it's like?
What?
They're trying to get that treasure chest that blows bubbles out of the bottom of the tank. No? Has he said anything?
Well, I've said something to him, and he's like, it doesn't really bother me, but...
Of course it doesn't.
All right, and then we're done. I know, you said so. I know, I love what women do. It's like, they decide when we're disgusted. Look, here's the reality. A woman would get weird if she put her hand down a guy's pants and felt something bizarre.
Yeah.
A lobster claw or some weird moisture or something.
The guy barely notices.
This is all we do. I mean, we don't
and
have a 15-year-old
will take what he gets, no matter, because it's, okay, that's what it is. If that's the way it is,
He can put his hand into a rat trap. He wouldn't know.
Right.
He just think that's how it all was.
And tell all his buddies about it the next day.
A woman could actually sew a toaster into her, and I could have been putting my hand up a toaster for the first 5 years, and I wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, mouse traps could have been ting, ting, going off in each finger. Yep.
Yeah, I would just assume, well, this is what it feels like. No wonder mom's pissed off. Cassandra?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I just had a solution to the young man who called earlier about shaving his pubic area.
All right, let's hear it. How to reduce the bumps.
Yeah. Right. Well, you have to make sure that you shave with the grain, of course, but some people don't do that because my one girlfriend, she never did that because it's silly.
Yeah.
But
if you shave against the grain, you will cut them short. You will get the ingrowns.
Yeah. And you put deodorant on afterwards.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
What kind? Like the spray-on kind?
Oh, no, no, like, you know, the solid.
Solid.
You know?
Stick or roll-on?
No, the roll-on wouldn't work. It would have to be like a stick. I use Secret, you know, because I'm a girl, but...
And and you just rub that on the area?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, like shaving lotion or anything. Or sometimes actually even shaving cream when you're totally done and it's bare and you rub shaving cream in there, it helps.
Not worried about the perfumes doing anything weird?
Hold on. Why would the shaving cream help when you shaved with shaving cream?
See, I don't know, but you know what I was reading? I was using men's shaving cream once, and I read the back, and it said to do that to reduce on the face, so I did it to my legs.
To put shaving cream on after the fact?
Yeah.
After you shave, rub some shave cream in to reduce bumps and irritation?
Well, I don't know what it said exactly on the back, but it said to do that, and I did, but the deodorant works
better. I know, but hold on. It said to put the shaving cream on before you shaved.
Well,
and then
after shave. Barbasol.
It said use Barbasol after shave after you shave.
Yeah.
Don't it?
Yeah.
No.
It said rub more shaving cream on there. Yeah.
It did. It really did.
And it said use aftershave.
But the deodorant is what works on the people.
All right. It sounds like a horrible tip, but.
Whatever.
No, and it can't work because it's one of our callers.
Yeah.
But they have that, like, aluminum chloride in the, in shape. Could that do some, could it dry it up or something? If it's an antiperspirant, maybe dries it up a little. I'll tell you, the stuff that does dry up is the Oxy 10, and that will kill it. And I recommend that for everything. I cook with the stuff. I stand by it. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. That's it, y'all. We's done. Eddie K. Thomas here tonight from American Wedding.
Thank you for having me.
It is coming out on August 1st. And listen, when you're out doing Harold and Kumar, go to the White Castle or any of these other projects you've been working on.
Neoned.
Come back and see us.
I can't wait. Love to be here.
Much continued success, and
tomorrow?
Kathy Griffin, dear friend in here tomorrow night to talk about her plastic surgery, or maybe she didn't want to talk about her plastic surgery, but...
We'll do it anyway.
We'll devote the first 90 minutes to it. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.